This is Evan Dietrich Smith, and you're watching Cheesehead TV.
Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football, and I think people are a little bit down right now after an embarrassing loss on Thanksgiving to the Detroit Lions. That being said, the Packers are still alive for a playoff berth. As long as those hopes are still alive, we're going to still be here. In fact, we're so diehard, we'll be here even if they're not part of the playoff chase anymore. We'll just look forward to next season. But hey, we're not going to give up hope yet. We're gonna hold out hope for the time being and hope the Packers turn things around and get a little help while they're at it. Usually our Mondays are our day of review here at Railbird Central, looking back at the previous Packers game. Well, usually Packer games are on Sundays. This game was on Thursday on Thanksgiving. I don't know how much we're going to rehash the Thanksgiving Day loss to the Lions. A little bit here and there, maybe, but I think people want to move past that. So we're not going to rehash it too much here on a Monday. We're going to try to look forward and see what hope the Packers have here. And I think all the attention today on a Monday, which is, by the way, Aaron Rodgers' birthday today. Happy 30th birthday, Aaron Rodgers. Everybody's wondering about this guy, not because it's his birthday, wondering about if he's going to play again this season. And there were conflicting reports over the weekend. Pretty much ever since the loss to the Lions, people have been wondering about when is Aaron Rodgers going to come back. Not like they were waiting till after the Lions game either. They've pretty much been wondering about when Aaron Rodgers is going to come back the moment after his injury occurred. But people still waiting upon that right now. It's been about a month, roughly, since Aaron Rodgers suffered that injury against the Chicago Bears, his broken collarbone. And so there was a report, I think it came out yesterday morning, from NFL Network's Ian Rapoport, saying, first of all, that Aaron Rodgers is a long shot to play this weekend, this Sunday, against the Atlanta Falcons. But on top of that, also reporting that there may be a chance that Aaron Rodgers is shut down for the entire season. And I don't know if I buy that. Aaron Rodgers, he's paid to play football. I think if he is healthy enough to play, he will play. But I mean, again, that is a huge caveat. That is a deal breaker. I mean, apparently, as reports also go, and there was so many reports this past weekend, I forget who's saying what, who's reporting what. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers hasn't been checked out since before the Thanksgiving Day game by doctors, and now. Now, 4 days later, maybe things have changed. Maybe the bone is healed more. I don't know. So we kind of wait and see there. And by the way, I should add, nothing is official here. Nothing has come from the Packers organization saying he's going to be shut down. He's not going to play. We don't know anything official yet. It is just reports that are that have quoted anonymous sources. We'll say that. And anytime there's an anonymous source, of course you take it with a grain of salt. Now, some reporters you do trust with anonymous sources because they basically those reports end up becoming true. But, I mean, take this with a grain of salt until we know more about the situation. Aaron Rodgers, I'm trying to get to what I was saying before. If he's healthy, I think he plays. They gave Aaron Rodgers a contract worth, what, you know, over $100 million over the course of his career. In an extension this past offseason. You know, you're paying him to play. If he's healthy, I think he's going to play. I think that's what you should do. I mean, think about the people who are paying to go to these games if you're a Packers fan. Now, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy to play, but you're going to hold him out just because you don't want him to get him injured for next season, well, I'm not really buying that. You know, people are paying hundreds of dollars to go to Lambeau Field or wherever, a road game if they're on the road. They want to see Aaron Rodgers, and I think he should play as long as he's healthy. Now, by all means, if the bone isn't correctly healed, it doesn't look like it's going to heal in time for the rest of the regular season, or maybe it only heals with one game left to go, then I understand. One game left to go, maybe you shut Aaron Rodgers down. But if there's a chance, I think he's going to play. Aaron Rodgers himself said, if he's healthy, he wants to play. I wish I had the direct quote in front of me. I don't. I remember him saying on his weekly radio show on those ESPN radio affiliates in Wisconsin that he said, if the question was, would you be shut down for the season? And he said, no, I think. And, you know, he wants to play. He wants to play, and that's great. That's the attitude I would want my quarterback to take. You know, want to play, even if the Packers are out of the playoff chase. You know, whatever. And I guess we can kind of get into here the Packers still being a part of this thing, still being alive in the playoff chance here. After the Thanksgiving Day game, they fall basically two games back of the Detroit Lions, technically a game and a half because of the tie. But, if they were to win the division, they would have to win two more games, and the Lions would have to lose at least two more games for the Packers to have their chances alive for the playoff hopes. The Packers actually got a solid from the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday, who defeated the Chicago Bears in overtime yesterday. That helps the Packers out in terms of trying to get by the Chicago Bears. The Packers actually play the Bears one more time throughout the course of the season. So they can take care of business there and get ahead of the Bears, just as long, you know, the Packers control their own destiny in terms of them against the Bears. Of course, that assumes the Packers win out or they stay ahead of the Bears. But, they control their own destiny in that respect. Now, they don't control their own destiny as a whole. They need the Lions to lose at least twice, perhaps three times, if depending on how everything plays out the rest of the season. So what happens now? The Packers have four games remaining starting this weekend against the Atlanta Falcons. And I guess, it does give you hope a little bit that the Packers can stay alive, simply because the team they face this weekend is a Falcons team that has won, what, three games on the entire season. They actually got a little momentum this past weekend. They beat the Bills on Sunday. They break a five-game losing streak. Still, the Falcons are a floundering team this season. Not to say the Packers aren't. They're floundering as well. But it does give you faith a little bit that they can take care of business maybe against this Falcons team. Also, knowing that it comes at home at Lambeau Field, so they got home field advantage. Even without Aaron Rodgers, maybe the Packers take care of business and can get by the Falcons and still stay alive. And then, of course, you pretty much, again, you got to win out. I mean, you want the Packers to win out regardless. I guess I'm just saying it's mathematically possible the Packers can still stay alive in the playoff chase without having to win out, as sad as that might be, just because the state of affairs in the NFC North is not all that good. And the teams are not all that good this season. I thought that NFC North would be a better division this year. They are not. They are not. But again, I mean, the play of the quarterback position itself has such a bearing on a team's success that, I mean, the Packers without Aaron Rodgers, of course, they're not going to be a very good team. So I mean, that's where we're at right now. And guess, you know, getting back to Aaron Rodgers here, by the way, there's been so many reports, I can't even keep track of them all. Aaron Rodgers told a reporter yesterday on Sunday, and to give the background information here, on his day off, the Packers had the day off yesterday on Sunday, seeing as they played the Thanksgiving Day game. So he travels back to his native California and goes to a Clippers-Pacers game in Los Angeles. And a reporter from Fox Sports, apparently, catches up with Aaron Rodgers and asks him if he's going to play Sunday. And Aaron Rodgers says he's going to be back against the Falcons. And this was a direct quote from a reporter. "I'll be back," Aaron Rodgers said, something to that effect. Jamie Snowden posted it on our Packers microblog here at Cheesehead TV, if you want to go check it out. But again, nothing official from the Packers organization. This is Aaron Rodgers saying he's going to be back, and who knows? You don't really know. The reporter admitted he just spoke to Aaron Rodgers very briefly. Maybe it was taken out of context and that Aaron Rodgers said he'll be back at some point, but the reporter made it seem like he'll be back in time. Jamie has the direct quote here on our live blog. "I'll be back and ready to go Sunday." There you go. That's the word from Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what else to say there. It is such a brief one-sentence quote. I don't know how much more we can read into it. But, I mean, certainly the Packers would benefit from Aaron Rodgers being out there, right? I mean, neither Scott Tolzien nor Matt Flynn, while they do have redeeming qualities, neither of them is Aaron Rodgers. And, of course, I mean, the Packers are mired now in a five-game winless streak with one tie in there, but no wins in their last five games. And you know, it's tough. It's difficult. You know, they really need Aaron Rodgers to have a chance. I mean, a lot more goes into this than just Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the part that is almost unexplainable is the performance of the Packers defense that has been also atrocious in this five-game winless streak. And really, it makes you scratch your head and wonder why. Well, why this was a defense that, you know, maybe wasn't great, but they were good in the beginning of the season. They were, you know, certainly part of the reason the Packers at one point had gone on a four-game winning streak. And why the sudden downturn and an absolute, you know, 180 from where the Packers were going. You know, the play of the defense lately has just been atrocious. And, you know, there's no single one reason why. I think there's a lot of fingers being pointed right now. Who to blame for the Packers' collapse this season? You know, blaming positions, blaming individual players, blaming coaches, blaming Ted Thompson. And you know, as usual, it is no one single thing you can put a finger on. Everybody is to blame to some shape or form. So it is rather hard to figure out, you know, why the Packers are struggling so bad on the defensive side of the football. But I mean, again, it's no one area they're struggling on offense. They really struggled on special teams against the Lions this past weekend as well, giving up several long returns, et cetera. So not very good for the Packers as a whole and the direction they're headed right now. You know, kind of flying under the radar, and one thing I wanted to talk about a little bit here on today's episode, while there's all this attention on Aaron Rodgers, and there has been for a month, now flying under the radar is the problems on the Packers' offensive line and their injury issues. Of course, if you watch Thursday's game, you know that center Evan Dietrich Smith hurt his knee and had to leave the game and did not return. It was the second time this season that Evan Dietrich Smith has hurt his knee, so that certainly doesn't bode well that he's injuring the same knee for a second time this year. And kind of wondering right now, how long will Evan Dietrich Smith be out? Because without him, the Packers' offensive line is very shaky. They're actually okay when they are at full strength and they have their five preferred starters in there, meaning Bakhtiari at left tackle, Josh Sitton at left guard, Evan Dietrich Smith at center, TJ Lang at right guard, and Don Barclay at right tackle. That group of five is able to get the job done. But you throw in one little monkey wrench, and all of a sudden, things get cattywampus on the Packers' offensive line. Evan Dietrich Smith gets hurt, so they got a shift. TJ Lang has to play at center. What did the Packers do on this past Sunday? They put Marshall Newhouse in at right guard, which actually kind of catches you by surprise, because that's not the direction they had gone earlier in the season when Evan Dietrich Smith had gotten hurt. They shuffled Don Barclay to right guard and put Marshall Newhouse at tackle. Well, of course, we all know Marshall Newhouse has played very, very poorly all year long. And the Packers' just offensive line is not able to protect whatever quarterback is in there. TJ Lang goes to center, and I admire the way TJ Lang has played as a center this season, but you also have to look and kind of place this blame a little bit on the coaching staff, not really having a better system in place in which the Packers, you know, not really having a set backup plan at the center position. Well, I mean, they kind of did, I guess. They had Greg Van Roten as a backup center, but he's on injured reserve like 20 other Packers players this season. When he goes down for the year, the Packers lose their backup center, and they have to fall back on TJ Lang, who's normally their third string center. And now he's thrust into action. Before the regular season here, he had never played center in a game, even in an exhibition game, even in a preseason game. He's never played the position. So, of course, he's going to struggle a little bit. But that's the least of the worries. It's when Marshall Newhouse has to come into the game, and Marshall Newhouse is inept. There's Marshall Newhouse is not an NFL caliber player, or if he is, he's a backup. He's gone after the season is over. There's no chance of Marshall Newhouse sticking around after his performance this season. It is kind of one redeeming quality is that he's always available and never hurt. And on a team that has 20 darn near 20 guys on injured reserve, that is admirable, but it's not enough to overcome the fact that he cannot pass protect to save his life. He struggles with Ndamukong Suh. I mean, many players would on Thanksgiving. But Marshall Nuhaus just inept. And we saw for the first time Derek Sherrod, former first-round draft choice Derek Sherrod, playing on offense for the first time this season. He actually had played in two games prior on special teams. He had been part of kind of the Packers' field goal protection unit. But Derek Sherrod actually getting inserted in the game at the end. He only played, like, what was it, six plays? And they actually also gave Lane Taylor, undrafted rookie Lane Taylor, an opportunity to play as well late in the game. He gets a dozen snaps or so. Neither played a lot. But I don't know. Is that the Packers' best chance moving forward? Are we totally giving up on Marshall Nuhaus now? Is it finally time to give Derek Sherrod a chance? Is he healthy enough to play? I don't know the answers to these questions. I think a lot of people are confused because they see Derek Sherrod. He's on the roster. Why aren't they giving an opportunity when Marshall Nuhaus is looking so bad? Why does it take Marshall Nuhaus to hit rock bottom before they will play Derek Sherrod? I don't know the answer because the Packers aren't exactly saying why, or Mike McCarthy isn't, saying why. I mean, I guess you can infer that they just don't feel that Derek Sherrod is fully healthy or fully recovered, or if he is recovered as good as he's going to get, that's not good enough. Maybe he's lost mobility, lost strength over time. But I don't know where else they turn anymore. This is such an injury-stricken team that I don't know. And by the way, I'll throw this out there. I don't know the extent of Evan Dietrich Smith's injury. It's certainly not a good situation to have, no matter what, no matter how long he's out for. But you'll remember the Packers had, last I saw here, the Packers had Patrick Lewis, a center in during training camp, during the preseason. He spent all of training camp, all of the offseason with the Packers. They cut him on the final cutdown date. He's picked up by the Browns. I saw he was just released by the Browns last week, I think. As far as I know, if things haven't changed, if nobody signed him, I didn't check the transaction wire yesterday. Hey, if nobody has signed Patrick Lewis, he is a chance for the Packers to get a true center and sign him maybe going forward. The Packers, of course, always have Mondays off, so they're not going to practice today. They're probably not going to practice tomorrow. Well, maybe they will practice today. I don't know. Because they played on a Thursday, I don't know how it's going to go. After the bye week, didn't they practice on a Monday? But I don't know. Maybe, if this team's so injured, maybe they just want to give them the day off and then they'll get back to work on their usual, get the if everything's normal, they practice on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I don't think they practice today, but I'm not sure. Anyway, that's the situation the Packers are in. I could go on and on about all the offensive line combinations the Packers could use while, Evan Dietrich Smith is out. But I'm just throwing darts here. I don't know what they're going to do. And I guess, maybe we'll learn more at Mike McCarthy's press conference later today on Monday. He meets with the media at 4:45 p.m. As we know, Mike McCarthy is an expert at evasion or not answering questions. And, if for some things you kind of understand why he doesn't, because a lot of things he doesn't have the answers that people want anyway. People want to know what's going to happen a month into the future, and Mike McCarthy just doesn't know what's going to happen a month into the future. But maybe he'll have some answers. Maybe he'll have more to say about Aaron Rodgers. But you go back to the point here about the the Packers' injured offensive line. I see a lot of people tell me on Twitter, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, you're not going to want to bring Aaron Rodgers back if the offensive line's going to protect him like they did against the Lions. Even when Evan Dietrich Smith was in there, the Packers' offensive line wasn't looking very good, albeit better than with Evan Dietrich Smith being out, but still not looking good in general. David Bakhtiari really struggled against the Lions. He gave up 3 sacks on Thanksgiving, which was uncharacteristic of him. I give David Bakhtiari a lot of credit. I think he's done a fantastic job at left tackle this season. What you saw against the Lions and what you saw against the Vikings and Jared Allen the week before, a lot of these players are using bull rushes on David Bakhtiari and basically pushing him right back into the quarterback. But what I like about that is Bakhtiari's young, and I think given a year in the weight room, maybe he'll be able to ward that off next season, next 2 seasons. What I've always liked is he's always kept his feet in front of the defender. Even if he's being pushed back, at least he's staying in front of the defender. So that's what gives me hope about David Bakhtiari and thinking that he's really going to do well. And I saw the scrolling live blog on Railbird Central has already gone by, but I saw you guys there on the live blog. You were discussing about, what happens next year. Does David Bakhtiari stay at left tackle and Brian Bulaga next season move back to right tackle? I mean, we're months away from that decision, but I think that's something the Packers are going to have to consider, given the way Bakhtiari has played this year and how well he's looked. And I do think that, that could be the case. But again, let's wait for the season to play out here. And let's see what happens. Now we're looking forward to a game against the Falcons. And if it was any team but the Falcons, I would feel a lot worse about the Packers. But, this Falcons team has 3 wins on the season. There's hope that the Packers could even win without Aaron Rodgers this week just because the Falcons are so bad. Who's the quarterback going to be? Is it going to be Flynn? Is it going to be Tolzien? I think the impression I'm getting, the feeling that I, the way that I feel is that they kept Matt Flynn in that entire Lions game, even when the chances were over, even when there was no hope of the Packers coming back, they stuck with Flynn that game. So I kind of feel like they're kind of committed to him now. At least as long as they're alive in this playoff chance, they want to go with the veteran who knows the offense. If the Packers are hanging with the Falcons, at least Matt Flynn can operate the no huddle offense. It becomes moot if the Packers are down by, 28 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, what's it matter what quarterback is in there then? But as long as the Packers have a chance, I think they stick with Matt Flynn. But who knows? If the Packers lose this week and Aaron Rodgers isn't back, who knows? Maybe you go back to Scott Tolzien when you're eliminated from the playoffs and just to see what he's got. I wouldn't rule that out. But again, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's hope the Packers stay alive here in the playoff chase. Let's hope the Lions lose 2 more games. Let's hope the Packers win out. Hope the Bears lose a couple more and everything's hunky-dory. Maybe we'll even be talking about a playoff game at the end of the year. We're not ruling anything out yet. Things aren't good right now, but hey, the Packers are still alive, and as long as there's hope, We're going to keep hoping here on Railbird Central. But that'll do it for a Monday morning here at Cheesehead TV. Thank you all so much for joining us on the show this morning. I appreciate it. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Caribou. Stay tuned to Cheesehead TV for all your news needs all week long. We'll be back on Wednesday with our usual weekly Wednesday guest. We have Nathan Yonke of ProFootballFocus.com. We're going to break things down with him for a weekly analysis show. And that's it, folks. We'll see you then. We're back all this week after a long Thanksgiving Day weekend. But back this week, back to normal, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. So we'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Nothing Too Fancy by Umphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.